Arts, shelters, and police. San Diego's budget battle reaches its breaking point. Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed budget cuts arts and culture funding by roughly 85%, from $13.8 million down to $2 million, a reduction that arts advocates say would devastate programs serving hundreds of thousands of residents annually. A last-minute rescue package announced Friday by City Council President Pro Tem Kent Lee, Budget Committee Chair Henry Foster III, County Supervisor Monica Montgomery Stepp, and the Priebes Foundation offers a potential lifeline, $10.35 million in combined support, including a $3 million direct pledge from the Priebes Foundation and a recommended redirect of $6 million from hotel tax revenue. The shelter cuts have drawn equally urgent warnings from the council's independent budget analyst, Charles Modica. Gloria's proposal would eliminate 200 to 250 beds from the 16th and Newton shelter, which the IBA analysis found would trigger an intake freeze across the entire shelter network, potentially turning away people seeking help entirely. Modica recommends limiting cuts to 50 beds and also calls for restoring funding to the Office of Child and Youth Services. Police funding, by contrast, grows by approximately $15 million under the budget, a figure that has sharpened the political debate over civic priorities. The public-private partnership model championed by Lee and others could serve as a template for future budget cycles, but critics have raised sustainability concerns. Private foundation priorities can shift, donations can be withdrawn, and philanthropic interests do not necessarily track community need. The $6 million hotel tax redirect also raises questions about what other priorities those tourism revenues were meant to support. Regardless of Tuesday's outcome, city officials and analysts acknowledge that a $118 million structural deficit cannot be resolved in a single budget cycle. Closing the gap will require either sustained spending cuts, significant new revenue, or both. A fiscal challenge that analysts see as intimately linked to the region's broader housing affordability crisis, which suppresses taxable consumer spending.